Let's stream up.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of The Miracle Man here live on Monday, February the 12th of 2024. I am your host tonight, The Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan. And yes, this is the day after the Super Bowl, but there's a lot of things I want to get to and discuss. We have a couple different, you know, quote-unquote holidays, neither of which does everything shut down by any means for. So these are not paid federal holidays here in America or anything like that. But we have Fat Tuesday tomorrow, which is celebrated before before Lent begins on Wednesday. And by the way, Lent, I always say, if you want to do Lent, go ahead. It doesn't hurt anything. My church doesn't necessarily do Lent, but I would say if you choose to do Lent and give up something for Jesus, you know, sacrifice can be, you know, sacrificing, you know, can be good and things like that. But obviously to obey is even better than sacrifice. And, but, you know, at my church, Lent is not something that is pushed, really. But if you're listening and, like, you're a Christian and you want to give up something for Lent, you know, by all means, do it. I'm not going to tell you why you should or why you shouldn't. We just don't. Oh, I see my, apparently the dog here wants to have a say on my program and wanted to be, you know, just have a little something to say.
You wanted to participate.
You wanted to participate more or less, like, obviously, unlike humans, he doesn't, like, know necessarily whether he's trying to be a disruptor or not. So even calling him a protester would not work because it's not like he knows what he's doing.
Right.
You know, like, where, well, like, by protesters, they'd be like known disruptors and they came on with the intent to disrupt. But that's not what he was doing. He was just being a dog. I can't even call him a disruptor. You know, just being a dog. But not, must have seen something outside. But anyhow, you know, so tomorrow we have Fat Tuesday, and then Wednesday we have Valentine's Day. Hopefully you are planning to take your spouse, you know, out to dinner or something, or get them flowers or something, or a great fund, or whatever that you choose to do. Obviously, it's up to you. It's not up to me to decide by any means. But now, the Super Bowl was a really good game yesterday. The Chiefs did win. You know, 28-22 in Vegas yesterday. It was the longest Super Bowl ever because of it going to overtime. It was the second ever overtime. Super Bowl, but it went like 10 minutes, 12 minutes, something like that, into overtime. And so it was still going like at 10:30, 10:40. Usually a Super Bowl on average should be done by like 10 or so, generally. But because of overtime, it was a bit longer. And obviously, you know, for overtime, they don't necessarily have ad placements planned for it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And generally with most of these ads, I don't think they can rerun them.
I think they can. You mean at a later time or during the same...
Like during overtime or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they can do that, no.
So they have to, like, stay together or whatever.
Right.
I can see where some Super Bowl commercials are rerun at a later time, but I feel like that is... I feel like that is purposely more or less avoided. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Why is that avoided, do you feel like? Like, why won't they be running those commercials tonight or Wednesday night or Friday night or next summer or whatever?
To make them more special. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But at the same time, many of these commercials will go and be plastered all over YouTube, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't mean, like, as your YouTube ads. I mean as your videos that you search for or whatever. Or where Google, you know, tracks based on your algorithms or what have you. If you're someone who likes to look at commercials or throwback commercials, you know, commercials from the past. And, I mean, I like looking at throwback stuff and that, but a lot of the throwback stuff that I like looking at and these old games and that, a lot of it is 90s focused, honestly.
A lot of it is, you're right. Right now, you're talking, right?
Yeah, for me personally.
Yeah.
Are you kind of the same way?
Most definitely.
Because, especially since between the two of us, even when it hit 9-0, like for me, I was like 5 months old.
Yeah, I wasn't too much further ahead.
So a lot of us didn't get to experience the 90s the same way as someone who was born in like 80.
Right.
So it was like very different. But it was very good Super Bowl. As for the ads, you know, there's always good and memorable ads. There's always ads that are funny. There's always ads that you watch and make you go, wait, what? Why is that here? But then, you know, and then, but people try to make it sound like, you know, basically what you were saying was people were, you were reading some things and they were saying that people essentially thought that the game was more or less bought.
A few people that I were talking to were just saying it was awfully convenient that it turned out the way it did.
Like that it was, might have been almost engineered in a way, like for Kelce Swift.
Yeah.
Like, cause of...
No, that is not my personal view. That is just
right.
I'm just
going based on, like, stuff from what people will call the grapevine.
Correct.
In other words, stuff from the grapevine, that means, like, rumors or whatever.
Correct.
And obviously, who knows? I'm not here to squelch it either and be like, well, that's not why it happened. Maybe it did. But the way I see it was... just happened to go based on the way the team has performed, you know, on the football field, you know, and how it turned out to be. And And it was a rather defensive battle, as I thought was quite possible. People on sports radio, and they were saying that they felt that it could be a very defensive game. You heard the same thing, too?
I have heard that, yes, that before the game. Yeah.
That there were people on sports television and sports radio, even writing on columns online, basically saying that their predictions were that it would be a very low-scoring ball game. That's what they predicted.
Yep,
it turned out.
Yep, and a lot of people were predicting that the 49ers were going to pull ahead.
As was I personally. And when I give you my sports predictions like that, I don't do them like for bias sake. I do it because in my mind that's basically like how I feel like it will probably go. Some games are very, 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 very hard to pick. But I'll still pick, you know, for fun of it and what have you, you know, and I have fun with it, and I like doing it, and that's why I pick these games, and I reveal them to you. That's why I reveal them. Even, like, what I think it'll end up being. You know, but as for the Chiefs, I will say this, they are now a dynasty. They won two in a row on three of the last five. And we're in four of the last five. The only one they missed was because Hootay took it. Cincinnati Bengals. I tell you, that time, I honestly felt in my mind that the Los Angeles Rams were going to win that Super Bowl, and they did. But I really wanted the Bengals to upset them, but they didn't. It was close. All of the last three Super Bowls have turned out to be really good. Honestly, they have. Which a Super Bowl is supposed to be. Supposed to be a good game on both sides. The only way I want it to be a total destruction is maybe if the Lions are playing in it. And for the Lions to just go out there and romp on that other team and roar, you know?
Yeah.
And just show who's boss. And some of you may say, Miracle Man, now that the Super Bowl is over with, what do you think about the Lions' chances for next year? Okay. I think they will have what I will call a decent chance. And when it's this far out, I would say this. It is unwise to even give a percentage chance. Don't you agree? It's not wise to give a percentage chance even.
No, you don't think so?
To give what percent of a chance, because there's 32 teams in the league and all that, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to guess that, isn't it?
I would put it at, so in this case, I would say decent would mean I would say 20% or higher. I would say decent can mean 20. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So I would say they have what I will call a decent. And good in this case can mean, I would say 40 even can mean good. I would say they have a decent to good. I would not say it is too early to say it's likely. You know, obviously we can't do that. We couldn't do that until, like, next season, you know, and all that. But
right.
I would say at this point, I would say they have a decent chance to make the Super Bowl Assuming that they can keep the vast majority of the players from the squad together, which, from what I'm understanding, many of the players are united and want to come back.
Well, that's good. I didn't hear that one way or the other.
You did hear that that offensive coordinator, who is possibly going to be hired as a head coach somewhere, you did hear where he said that he was coming back. That you did hear, right?
No, I didn't even hear that.
Yeah, that the offensive coordinator or whatever, yeah, he said he was coming back, which is...
Well, that's awesome.
Which is a good sign, so hopefully the players are united, and you know, if they are, the vast majority of them stay, then I think I would give us a, like I said, a decent chance of, I would say, 20-40 or higher. Obviously, you can't go higher until you get into the regular season, you know, and the games are played, you know?
Right.
So, like, you know, and then we'll have to see and adjust based on, you know, they're winning a whole lot of games or they've been slouching a bit but could still make the playoffs, but unknown if they would be real vulnerable to where they could, like, lose the first game of the playoff. By the way, the Lions did only beat the Rams by 1 point. And the Rams, after winning the 2021 Super Bowl in 2022, they didn't even have a winning season. Remember?
Right, I do.
Why? Injuries. Partly, and Stafford kind of fell off a bit. But I'm expecting for Goff to, you know, keep looking forward and that, you know, keep practicing, keep doing a good job throwing the football, keep doing, what he knows to do, you know, so he can continue to be a great quarterback and all that great stuff, and Montgomery and these good playmakers we have. I think if we do a lot, you know, if we do all this great stuff, and there's players that are saying, no, this is not a one-shot thing, which I was glad when I heard that. But they have to prove it. They have to prove it.
That they do.
Because even in the Barry days of the 90s, which, granted, I was so little, I didn't really know who Barry was until after he retired.
Yeah, I don't think I did either, honestly.
So all these chants of Barry, were irrelevant to me at the time. You know?
Right.
Yeah, they were, but this team is more balanced, I feel like, than the Barry days of the 90s. Because in the 90s, they'd, like, have a winning season, then turn around and have a losing one in 92.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. 93, they had a winning season, won their division, but then lost that home game to Green Bay. And then made a playoff game in 97 on the road, lost it. And then, like, yeah, so, like, you get the picture, like, they make the playoffs multiple times, but they only won the playoffs, a playoff game one of those times.
Right.
Of the 1990s. And then the last decade, you know, they made the playoffs three times in six seasons in the 2010s, you know, 11, 14, and 16. But they lost all of those. the one in Dallas, they could have and probably, I would say, should have won.
You think so?
Yeah, there was a bad call. There was a bad call on that one. There was a bad call.
Okay.
You remember something about a bad call, but you kind of forgot what it was.
Yeah.
There was a bad call that had it went been the right call, they would have the chance to, like, go ahead. Like, they would have had it, like, they would have had the chance. Like, that's kind of the way you understood it.
Right.
Like, so, like, instead of, you know, but, like, but the other two losses in 11-16 were more, a little more significant. Because they lost to the Saints, 11-16, the Seahawks, and New Orleans and Seattle, respectively. But then this year, you know, they win not one home game, but two. Two. And then almost, and then we're close to winning if they would have converted a fourth down. And San Fran. People will say, do you think there was a artificial intelligence in these footballs? Someone asked me that. What would you say? I would say in reality, I would say no. I'd be like, I joke about it. My dad's joked with me about it. But I'd say in reality, no AI in the football. At least there shouldn't be. And if there is, it shouldn't be used against us. By the way, we do play the NFC West opponents next year. We do.
Really?
So that means we would end up playing Seahawks, you know, Seattle Seahawks, SF 49ers, Arizona Cardinals, and LA Rams. We would play all four of them.
Oh, wow.
So that means that we would play two of our playoff opponents, which I think for us can actually be good practice for the playoffs. You know, if it turns out to be, you know, a certain way. But, and obviously we have to wait and see. So. No, I did not lose train of thought. I was taking a sip of water. In case you wondered what happened. Like, it's not like, oh, my mind won't blank or whatever. No. But, anyway, it was a good game. Couple of housekeeping things, and then we're going to get into the meat of the night. You know, I'm singing, and then open the Word of God. We'll have it. First thing I want to remind you about is I want to remind you about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been, how God has always been on my side. And, you know, it's a story of my life. It's a story of miracles. It's called Rivers of Miracles. Yes, there's writings in there about, you know, trials and tribulations that we've had to deal with. But you know what? In the end on these, there's victories.
Amen.
And you know something that we know? The victory is greater than the battle.
Amen.
Yes, the victory is greater than the battle.
And who does victory belong to?
God.
Amen,
But you don't understand my battle. You don't understand. Oh, really? Well, the victory is greater. I don't care how hard that battle is. I mean, I care, but, you know. But the victory is greater. Yes, Teddy, the victory is greater than the battle. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
I was hoping, because I heard him growling. I hope he was doing that because he was amening me.
He is totally amening you.
And as opposed to grunting.
Yep. He's excited about the Lord.
Yay! Yes, Teddy. Yay, Teddy. Go on, Miracle Man. Yay! Okay, at least that's what I think.
Yes.
Yeah, I love to think that. But nonetheless, you can go online to the website riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the wonderful book, Rivers of Miracles. And, you know, when you read the book, I want that book to, I really want that book to increase your faith. I pray that it increases your faith. And that through it, you can see God for who he is. That you can see God as a God. That if you put your trust in him, you know, it can change those circumstances. You know? And because the Lord works all things together for our good. And so, as you'll read through these different miracles, you'll see that. And you'll see that he's awesome. You'll see that. And so go online to their website, Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, miracles.com, and buy that book. And hey, it'd be a great Valentine's present to get somebody. Yeah, it would. Say, yeah, I gave you a book that can increase your faith.
Amen.
And yes, if you say that to them, that doesn't necessarily imply that they're a doubter or an unbeliever. But lots of us can use more faith. If you're living on the surface, chances are you can use more faith.
Amen.
Because it takes faith to live today. It takes faith to live. Faith isn't just something you need, you know, and you believe in God for a miracle. You know. You know, sometimes you just need faith. Sometimes you need some faith to get you through a doctor's appointment. It's like, don't be scared because they might find something. No, have faith. Well, when you're about, or in our country here, the U.S., it's tax filing season. Don't be afraid when you're filing your taxes. Have faith in God. That Jehovah Jireh is your provider. And not, and as opposed to being all nervous when you're writing your stuff or you're sitting there with that accountant. You know, just have faith in God and believe the report of the Lord. We used to sing a song like that back in when I was very little, as well as, that had to have been a thing in the late 80s too, but, I'd say early 90s for sure, and even mid a little bit, but, I think there's a chance, could have been the late 80s too, but anyway, when I was very little, we used to sing a song. And there was, whose report do you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. His report says, I am healed. His report says, I am filled. His report says, I am free. His report says, victory. That's the kind of stuff you should be speaking.
I like over your, it.
Over yourself. And, some of you may ask, why is it that sometimes you sing these old songs? Don't you know it's 2023? Here's the thing. The Word of God doesn't get old. The Word of God doesn't get old. The Word of God doesn't have an expiration date. And so, yes, you know, we go through and, you know, different songs here and there and things like that, but at the same time, You know, there are old songs that you can draw things from. You know? Yeah, there are. And, you know, it's just amazing how God will use stuff like that. And his book is old. And according to what I've seen, the Lord is the Ancient of Days. Ancient of Days. You know what ancient means? Old. You know? But, okay. Anyhow, the other thing I want to remind you about real quick is about the PayPal.com. You can go online to PayPal.com in order to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. And special thanks to all those who have sown seed. Thanks to Natalia, who listens regularly from Honduras. Thanks to Laura, who listens on the regular from here in Central Michigan. Thanks to any and all others who have sown seed. I thank God for your seed and your financial support and for your prayers. Thank you to all who have prayed and believed in this program over the last 6.5 years now, 6.5 years. Still coming to you love like this. And not tired of it. I enjoy doing it. I feel like it's what God's called me to do. You know, and I'm being obedient to him. Which, as a Christian, it's really important that you obey God. It really is. Amen. And so you go online to PayPal.com in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. In the search bar, you'll type in Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And then that last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind, please, if you would, that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing that is related to that is that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. So please make a note of that. Kindly. I'd appreciate that very much. And a little thing. I've mentioned this to you time and time again, but it's been a little while. You know, when you're sowing your seed, thinking about how much it's going to be. By the way, I don't tell you how much to give. I do no pressure. No pressure. In fact, I'm not bringing auctioneers on my program. I mean, I might interview one someday or something, but they won't be fundraising on our program. I'm not going to start turning my episodes into fundraisers. I am not doing that. I choose to trust and believe God instead. So, but I believe, you know, when you sow a seed, it's great to keep in mind what is it that you believe in God to do on your behalf? What do you believe in God to do? Maybe it's to heal your body. Maybe it's for your finances. Maybe it's for, you know, something to do with your business. Maybe it's your business has something to do with your business. Maybe it's something to do with your mind. Maybe your mind's a little out there. Maybe it's, you know, relationship with a spouse or something. Maybe it's a prodigal son or daughter. Maybe it's some things you need to get freed from. I don't know. Can be a wide range of things. It's great to have something in mind, though, that you're believing God to do on your behalf. I think so. I mean, those of you at home, You can sit there and stare at me if you want to, but just staring at your phone or whatever. Maybe you're just looking at your phone. Because obviously, when I can see, it's not like I can see it. Your eyes through it, staring at me. But nonetheless, some of my pastor will be saying when he's preaching, some of them will be like, you're staring at me. And be like, or he'll be like, I see those holy stares. And a lot of times I'm sure they're not. He just says that to get their attention, to see if they're listening. But nonetheless, it's great to have in mind what you're believing for. And I want to verse. Therefore, God loves a cheerful giver. That doesn't always mean you're with glee and you're always, I'm giving. I mean, it's great when you feel that in your heart. But you should want to give to the Lord's work because you love what the Lord has done in your life. You should want to. You really should. You shouldn't be like, I better give again. If you're going to feel bad about it, keep it. If you're going to have a bad attitude about sowing a seed, keep it.
Do it with a grateful and loving
heart. I'd rather you do it with a grateful heart. If you're not going to be grateful, just keep the money. But do it with a grateful heart. Because you love, give with a grateful heart because you love what the work of God has done in your life. And I mean, whenever I sell stuff, I do, because I love what the Lord has done in my life. And I love the Lord. I really do. That's why I come to you like this all the time. That's why I come to you all the time, time after time after time after time, Monday after Monday after Monday after Tuesday after Tuesday after Wednesday after Wednesday after Wednesday. Like this. I'm bringing you the Word of God on this Miracle Man program. We didn't name it Miracle Man by accident. We didn't just sit there and say, it sounds cool. Oh, no. We named it that with purpose. Come on. Now I'm going to sing couple songs and then get into the Word of the Lord. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds. Nothing I desire compares with you. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing
compares with you. Oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I see. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your grace is all I see. And when your eyes are child, your grace abounds to me. I will enter his grace with thanksgiving. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will sing to the Lord, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. Yes, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you are with us. Thank you, Lord God, that you love us. It's great to serve you. May our worship and praise always be a sweet sound to your ears, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that may it not be in vain. May it always be in love for you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for what you are doing in each and every one of us. And what it means for us. Thank you, Lord God, that for our time in the Word tonight, that as we study your Word, that you reveal things to each listener that is tuned into this program, regardless of where they've turned in. We have people turning in tonight from Hawaii. Awesome. We have people actually today, where they'd be, you know, maybe they're on the beach or, you know, but wherever these people tuning in tonight are tuning in from, thank you that they've decided to tune in and to receive your word tonight. Thank you, Lord God, that your will be done in the lives of these people and that you're meeting their needs tonight. And what you're doing, for what you're doing tonight in each and every one of these people. Healing their bodies, strengthening their minds, healing marriages, healing financial stuff, giving peace and joy, and taking away anxiety and fear. And now I make my confession over this program, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that more and more listeners come into this program. Most importantly, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into this program. In your matchless name, amen. I want you, if you've got your Bible, listeners, to go with me to Ezekiel 38. Amen. Thank God for the Word of God.
Amen.
I don't know what we would do in these days without it. Without the Word of God and its guidance about last days things and stuff like that. I'm glad we have a guidebook to look at for that. I'm so grateful for that. Amen. I'm going to begin reading in verse 1. The word of the Lord came to me, son of man. As you read the book about Ezekiel, you'll notice that when the Lord talks to him, he says son of man a lot. But he said, you're a son of man. Set your face against Gog in the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. Before I get into reading this, I want to remind you of something. Tell you something. So there's Gog, the land of Magog. Magog, the land of Magog, that's Russia. And then Gog, right now, that would be Putin. Vladimir Putin of Russia. Just thought I'd let you know. Prince of Pushush and Prince of Mishash and Tubal. It's a prophesy against him and say, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I am against you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. I will turn you around, put hooks in your jaws, and bring you out of your whole army. Your horses, your horsemen, fully armed, and a great horde of large and small shields, all of them brandishing with the swords. Persia, Cush, but will be with them. All the shields and helmets. Also, Gomer with all its troops. Meshach and Tubal, all its troops, and many nations with you. Get ready. Be prepared. You and all the hordes gathered about you, and take command of them. After many days, you'll be called to arms. In future years, you will invade a land that has recovered from war. Those people were gathered from many nations to the mountains of Israel, which have long been desolate. They have been brought out from the nations, and now all of them live in safety. You and all your troops and the many nations with you will go up, advancing like a storm. You'll be like a cloud covering the land. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. On that day, thoughts will come into your mind, and you will devise an evil scheme. You will say, I will invade a land of unwalled villages. I will attack a peaceful and unsuspecting people. All of them living without walls and without gates and bars. I will plunder and loot and turn my hand against the resettled ruins and the people gathered from the nations, rich in livestock and goods, living at the center of the land, Sheba and Dedan, and the merchants of Tarshish, and all her villages will say to you, here you come to plunder. Have you come to plunder? Have you gathered your hordes to loot, to carry, in parentheses, from silver and gold, to take away livestock and goods, and to seize much plunder? Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say to Gog, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. In that day, when my people Israel are living in safety, will you not take notice of it? You will come from your place in that far north. You are many nations with you, all of them riding on horses, a great horde, a mighty army. You'll advance against my people Israel like a cloud that covers the land. In days to come, O God, I will bring you against my land so that the nations may know me when I show myself holy through you before their eyes. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Are you not the one I spoke of in former days to my servants, the prophets of Israel? At that time, they prophesied for years that I would bring you against them. This is what will happen in that day. When God attacks the land of Israel, my hot anger will be aroused, declares the Sovereign Lord. In my zeal and fiery wrath, I declare that at that time there shall be a great earthquake in the land of Israel. The fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the beasts of the field, every creature that moves along the ground, and all the people on the face of the earth will tremble at my presence. The mountains will be overturned. The cliffs will crumble, and every wall will fall to the ground. I will summon a sword against Gog on all my mountains, declares the Sovereign Lord. Every man's sword will be against his brother. I will execute judgment upon him with plague and bloodshed. I will pour down torrents of rain, hailstones, and burning sulfur on him and on his troops and on the many nations with him. And so I will show my greatness and my holiness, and I will make myself known in the sight of many nations. Then they will know that I am the Lord. As I said, God right now could be Putin. There will be a day, you know. You saw just about 2 years ago now where Russia invaded Ukraine. And when it talks about a land in the north, far north, that's like Russia. And then you saw where Israel was attacked back in October, on October the 7th. And they say, you know, it was Hamas that did it. But it also said there that, and what we read, that Gog, which right now would be Putin, or could be the next leader, the one after, but, you know, that it would attack, you know, Israel, according to that. And then I see where it talks about there would be an earthquake and all that. But you say, what are you trying to say? We are close to the trumpet blowing. We're closer than we've ever been. We're closer than what we've ever been to the trumpet sounding. And so this is a great time to win souls for Jesus. It really is. Because we don't know the day or the hour that he's going to come. We know that he's going to come. I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm bringing you the word of God. you know. This Gog and Magog thing is one of the signs when you're getting close, you know. Jesus said things that would happen in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, you know, and it talks about the beginning of sorrows, where I believe we are at. And it said the beginning of sorrows. It did not say the beginning of George Soros, who is like 93 years old, going to be 94 this year. He didn't say the beginning of George Soros' life. He said Soros, not Soros. But if you don't know who George Soros is, look him up. I will say this. He is not doing right in the eyes of God. No, he's not. But truth be told, we're in the last of the last of the last of the last of the last days. And so, I don't want you to think that Russia is just going to become this quiet land again. I mean, you saw the Soviet Union be disbanded. But then now, in the last few years, you know, you saw Russia invade Ukraine. And now we're hearing about the, you know, different things about the Israel attack and stuff like that. And so, do I think we'll hear more stuff about Russia? I would say, if possible. And what I read to you, let me see, listeners. Did I read to you something from MSNBC? CNN? ABC's a fake news. Oh, Fox? depending on who's on the fake news? Oh. CBS? Nope. That was the word of God. That was not a news source. That was the word of God. And it says, those things that I read to you. And about that earthquake, that was not the news media prophesying that. That was the Lord. But when the mountains are flipped over and stuff, you know, and all that stuff, that's God pouring out his wrath. That is the tribulation. That we are not to be here for that. I mean, those of you who are right with God, when that trumpet blows, be ready to go. I plan to be ready to go. And if I miss it, I will gladly take a bullet from my Savior. Oh, yes, because I love him with my whole heart. I really do. Yes, I do. And so, you know, I read you those verses because I just wanted you to see, like that. Anything you hear about Vladimir Putin, you know, or Russia, you know, that it doesn't necessarily say in the Bible that God's name on back on earth be Vladimir Putin, but it's compared to like, but it would be like based on if it was right now. I think it's safe to say it is because we're in the last of the last days. But, and by the way, I'm not teaching you this to bring fear. No. I'm teaching this to say, be ready. When that trumpet blows, be ready. And what you saw, you know, and what you and you know what we read about in Matthew, Mark, Luke, you know, in the gospel, when it talks about what the last days would be like, it'd be like the day of Lot and the day of Noah, eating, drinking, marrying, giving marriage. People marrying whatever they want to. People can. We're seeing that now in terms of people confusing, being confused, not knowing which they are. So now people dressing up as cats or as dogs. But eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, plant, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built it until the day Noah entered the ark. Then the Lord shut them in. People knocked on that door, trying in vain to save themselves. Let me in. No! Too late. Yeah, they were like lined up outside that ark. Lined up, trying to get in, but no. Nope, I'm making sure I'm ready. And honestly, I'll be happy when the trumpet blows. I won't be like, oh no, it's blowing, where do I hide? Some kid did this at my church. He said, well, Pastor, well, you keep saying the trumpet's going to blow. I don't got my license yet. What's going to happen? Dr. Buckley looks at him and goes, well, son, we get to heaven. You won't be worried about driving a car. So it was like a teaching moment. Because that kid was all worried, you know? Like, oh, I'll never get to drive a car. I might never get to be married and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, when you get up to heaven, you won't be worried about that stuff. Oh, and if it's while a football game was going on, you won't be concerned about what the score of that game was. And if these football players, any of those football players that are saved, and you hear it, hopefully they just disappear from the field. Then, even those, when they get to heaven, they won't be concerned about that football game no more, will they?
No, they won't.
They won't even know. They won't be the least bit concerned. But that doesn't mean there won't be a football field in heaven. Oh, I think there will be a football field in heaven. I do. I really do. And on that football field, they don't get hurt either. No, they don't. And I feel like if people really want a football field in heaven, there shall be one. I want a food table in heaven like you wouldn't believe. It has donuts galore on it. And peanut butter donuts and all that kind of stuff. It has all kinds of fried chicken and that kind of stuff.
That sounds delicious.
Yep. I take it you're going to my banqueting table. It's really his banqueting table, but, you know, my side of it, my part of it. Because the word says he took us to his banqueting table.
Right.
I think he sat us at the part of it that we wanted to be at, you know, and so I say at my table there's all kinds of, you know. There's a sweet side and there's a savory side. The savory side has all kinds of pasta, all kinds of, you know, breaded shrimp, breaded fish, fried chicken, all kinds of that kind of stuff. And these burgers with garlic and butter on them.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Like what they have at Steak and Shake. Yep, just like that. And these buns are so soft. And you know what? These burgers are big. Yes, they are. I mean, he said they, you know, they're his banqueting table. But nonetheless, the question becomes, do you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? Do you know for sure? If the rapture happened tonight,
7:44 p.m.
If you would be ready, if you would make heaven or not, do you know for sure? If you don't know, perfect time to get right with God. Perfect time to ask Jesus into your heart. Because time is very short. No, we don't know the day or the hour. Could be tomorrow. Could be next week, next month, next year, 5 years, 10 years. I don't know. I mean, 20 years ago, there were, believe it or not, 20 years ago, there were different theologians and such, people who study, you know, different things, eschatologists, those who study last days things, and they were literally shocked. In 2004, they were saying that they were shocked that the Lord hadn't come yet. That's pretty incredible, isn't it?
And
here we are still sitting here 20 years later. You know, people tried to predict these dates that the rapture would happen. Like, on 9/11, on Y2K, they tried to predict. They're like, he's going to come on basically New Year's Eve or the night before, whatever. Pastor explained to a bunch of those people, he's not coming. I mean, he could come before that or something, but I mean, what he meant by that is, I mean, he won't come on that specific day because so many people are expecting it. So, I want to make sure, for those of you tuning into this program, are right with God, and that you for sure, in your heart, that you know that you're going to go to heaven. And if you don't know for sure, then you can make a confession. You know, ask Jesus into your heart. It only takes like 15 seconds. It's painless. Oh, by the way, it's beyond painless, and it takes pain away. because then you can be knowing that you would go to heaven if you were to take your last breath tonight. And even when you make the confession, this confession, that doesn't mean you get to live any way you or where you wanna and all that kind of stuff. No. You got to live like how he said to live, you know. And then you want to find yourself in a God-fearing church where the uncompromised word of God is preached. Amen. And so I want you to say this after me, listeners, you know. And if you don't mean it, don't say it. Dear Jesus, I ask you to come into my life, to come into my heart. Fill me. Change me. Make me into who you want me to be. Show me how to walk in your ways. I ask you to come into my heart and make me new. I dedicate my life to you, Jesus. I am tired of being my own Lord. I am tired of calling my own shots. I ask you to come in and be the Lord of my life. And I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. You see what you did there, listeners? Those of you who prayed that prayer in a minute? Those of you who gave your life to Jesus Christ for the first time, you know what you did? You know what that? You know what just happened? The angels in heaven are throwing a party. They're throwing a party in heaven. There'll be a fireworks. It's like a fireworks display beyond what you would ever see in the fourth. They're throwing a party because they know that people gave their lives to Jesus or rededicated their lives. And the demon, and the devil, oh man, he's not having a good time. No, he's not. But the angels in heaven sure are. They're loving it. They are so ecstatic. They're over the moon. We don't hear that a whole lot. But yeah, they're over the moon. Because they know that people are serious about God. And getting right with God. And being ready to go to heaven. Because that's the ultimate goal, is to make heaven. And I'm going to heaven. I don't know. Some of your listeners might not be that excited about it, but I am.
Amen. Me too.
Yeah. Yes, amen. But anyhow, I want to thank you for letting me just talk to you like this. I know it was a little somber, but hey, sometimes we just kind of need to be, you know, alerted to that. That, you know, it is the last days. And yes, I've taken you, you know, to Matthew, Mark, Luke, you know, different verses like that that deal with the end time. But what I gave you tonight, that is even more proof, like as to something else that would happen. This shows we're in the last of the last days. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word tonight. I pray that these people will do what your word says. Examine themselves. Make sure that they're right. Not just so they're right, but they would know in your spirit, they would know in their spirit that they're right with you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
And until tomorrow night, God first, God always, and until tomorrow night, So long, everybody.